getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go, time once again for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week of spinning the polka records for you. So I'm glad you're along for another round. I'll see what I can find in the old record shelves and record stacks sitting around here that we can give a little spin to on the show this week. I'm going to tell you right away up front, I've been complaining the last 2 or 3 weeks about this cold I had. Good news is, it's not a cold. Well, it's not COVID either. It's a sinus infection. The doctor was like, you've had this for 3 weeks, over 3 weeks. You should have come in. I'm like, how can you tell if it's a cold or what, you know? So now I'm on a bunch of antibiotics, and I still feel crappy, but I don't care. The show must go on. We have polkas to play. We got work to do. I'm so efficient here, I'm already putting away records I haven't played yet. What the heck is going on here? I am. I kid you not. I'm like, oh, let's put that record away. And I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't played it yet. I haven't played any records yet. Let's get it together, mister. Man, it's going to be one of those shows. I can tell you right now, let's start out with Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. It's the Oh, My Honey Polka.
Are you sure that you're in love? Can it be the moon above?
Oh, my honey, 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 dearie, love me. Oh, my honey, dearie, dearie, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 dearie, love me. Oh, my honey, dearie, dearie, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 dearie, love me. Oh, my honey, dearie, dearie, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 dearie, love me. Oh, my honey, dearie, dearie,
that love is grand, but I just don't understand.
Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear.
Well, there you go, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra kick us off this week on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got a stack of records to play. I'm just going to kind of keep plugging away here. Hopefully I won't get carried away on any complaining or ranting or yelling or whatever that I might do, because I'm trying to conserve energy. A sinus infection deal is not any fun. It really kind of takes the wind out of you, if you know what I mean. But I got to play the records anyway. I mean, if I wasn't playing the records, I'd be doing something. So let's keep rolling. It's Mary Lou's Polka Parade. That's actually the name of the song. It's Mary Lou and her orchestra from Nisita, Wisconsin, as a matter of fact.
Take my advice, take along your dancing shoes and find someone very by music fans, Mary Lou's band is just right. They'll invite you all to dance the polkas all through the
from Nacito, Wisconsin, says right on the record, Mary Lou's Polka Parade, Mary Lou and her orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. What's weird about this sinus infection is not only does it make my voice not as powerful or big as it usually is, it takes a lot more effort to get the sound to come out, and my head is all stuffed up in the sinuses, so I can't hardly hear myself. It's a very weird feeling. I'm hoping by next week all the antibiotics will have worked, and I will sound normal for the first time in almost a month. Normal. Yeah, right. Hey, let's do this one. I got Al Moros on the other turntable here. He's doing the 970 Polka. And I always wonder what that means. The record doesn't come around that often, but when it does, it could be a radio station, you know, like a song dedicated to a radio station. It could be 970 AM, you know, whatever. It could be a address of a club or a ballroom. You know, like 970 Highway 10 or whatever, where they perhaps perform. It could be the number from, a fraternal club, like an Eagles club, you know, or an American Legion post where they perform a lot. Hard to say, but it's Al Moros. It is the 970 Polka. And there you go, the 970 polka, whatever that may mean. Maybe somebody will hear this show and they'll know the answer. And they'll send me a message. You know, you can do that, which gives me a perfect opportunity to pitch the fact that you can email, you can Facebook, you can leave a voice message, you can send a text. All those different ways will get you in touch with the Oompa Hour. You can send a text message or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, for those of you that didn't have a pencil, now I'm waiting. For those of you that have a pencil, but the point broke, so you got to go sharpen it. All right, you ready now? 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com or facebook.com/TimZoompaHour. You can send a message that way or do a post or whatever. And I've warned you before, that's the worst way to get me a message. Facebook and I are not really friends. I usually get up there every week and post the playlist for the upcoming week. And I try to find the messages and reply, but sometimes I get lost out there in cyberspace. So if you just see me wandering around perplexed, just hand me your polka request and get out of the way, all right? Here's Walt Zeislik and his musical ambassadors. It's Babes in Polka Land.
Come here, my darling, and take my hand. While we await our trip to Polka Land, the music's cheery, so happy and gay. You can't help but lose your troubles away. There will be singing, dancing, and cheer. Good Polish food and plenty of beer. Good looking babes there and lots of men. So take my hand, dear, and let's begin. People are happy and full of joy. Each Polish babe has got her own guy. The band is happy, the music's gay. I wish we wouldn't call it a day. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la.
There you have it there, musical ambassadors, Walt Zeislik and his musical ambassadors, Babes in Polka Land, here on Tim Zoompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. If you're wondering why I was a little slow on the take-up there, yeah, I missed the button on the microphone. I'm blaming it all on a sinus infection. That's what's good about having stuff like that. You could blame anything you do wrong on it. You know, I had nothing to do with it. It was my sinus infection. I do want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, though, before we get any further, and invite you to check them out. Take a look. You can do it online, actually. And, of course, you can go in person. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. It's quite a dazzling array of sparkling instruments when you arrive at the World of Accordions Museum. And I kid you not, you will be impressed. Even if you hate music, even if you hate accordions, even if you hate Lawrence Welk, you will arrive at the World of Accordions Museum and you will say to yourself, holy crap, that's a lot of accordions. You can look at it a little bit online. They got some pictures and things, worldofaccordions.org. And of course, just like anything else, it's a lot more exciting in person. And you can check out their concert hall and their accordion technician and repair school. There's a vocation a lot of college-age people that graduate this year. They're going to college next year, and they don't know what they're going to do. Why not become an accordion repairman? Someone's got to do it. It might as well be you. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All righty, here's the Little Fisherman Orchestra now and the Merry Melody. ¶¶
for me. She's up a tree looking for me. I've got a girl who's nutty for me. It's a merry melody. She is my honey, ask her and see. She will agree, for soon we'll be in our own love nest, dee-da-dee-dee. It's a merry melody. And when I get that feeling, I want to be right back where my heart's telling me and singing, oh, how I love you. I'm telling everybody how I do. Oh, hear me, I've got a girl just busting to be hitched up to me. Now you can see I've got a girl as crazy as me. It's a merry melody.
All right, there you go. That is the Little Fisherman Orchestra and the Merry Melody here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How you doing out there anyway, huh? Sun's been shining here. Weather's been good. Wife bought flowers to plant in the garden and the yard and the pots and stuff because she plants a million flowers all over the place. Really keeps the place looking spiffy, and I'm sure the bees are all very happy about it. And I feel we owe that to the bees because we eat all their honey. I guess they have more honey than they know what to do with. I don't know the deal is. But we do enjoy honey, and we feel like we do what we can to help out the bees. We don't squash them, and we don't make them mad. Seems like a good deal to me. Because if you don't make them mad, they don't sting you, man. Think about that. When a bee stings you, he loses his stinger, and he goes off and dies. So he's really committed. You have really torqued him off if you get stung by a bee, because he has given his life to get you. He's protecting the queen, or I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, that's my bee speech. And that brings us to the D-Shell Polka. That's D-E-E-S-H-E-L-L. The D-Shell Polka. And D rhymes with B. And B rhymes with T. You got trouble. Next thing I know, we're doing the Music Man. Oh, boy, I hope you're not following along. Here are the Michigan Polka Tells on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go. The Michigan Polka Tells there. And the D-Shell Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yes, I'm struggling along this week with my sinus infection, but I'm taking my pills, I'm using my spray, I'm doing all the stuff I'm supposed to be doing. So hopefully in a week, I'll be fantastic, and you won't be able to shut me up no matter what you want to do, all right? Here's Eddie Lash with his star concertina. And this must be a tough song to do. Because it's called the Tricky Fingers Polka. And I've never played a concertina. But if you're going to call it the Tricky Fingers Polka and you're playing a star concertina, it must be the kind of polka where it's tricky to play with your fingers because they're, you know, crossing over each other and tying into knots and doing all kinds of crazy things. I don't know. I played a little accordion, but nothing I would have ever considered to be tricky. But here's Eddie Lash with the star concertina, the Tricky Fingers Polka. Sounded like Tricky Fingers to me, but I'm no concertina player. Eddie Lash and his star concertina, the Tricky Fingers Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yes, we will be having our 78 of the week, which we try to remember every week. I don't know, though. I got a couple of 78s here. Look like they got good songs on them, but they look pretty worn out. So I don't know how that's going to turn out, but we're going to try them here in a little bit. Because we like to give it the old Oompa Hour try, you know what I mean? There's the Brass Works. It's the Polka Motion Polka.
Everybody out there, come and listen to my song. I wanna tell you about a fever that's growing mighty strong. When you hear that polka beat, you just can't stop your feet to that polka fever that's going around. You got that polka fever, polka magic. Got that polka motion way down in our soul. So let's all swing and sway and dance our hearts away. Just look around, you'll see you're not alone. We've got that polka fever, polka magic.
motion way down in our soul. So let's all swing and sway and dance our hearts away to that polka fever that's going around.
Yo, the Brass Works and a little polka motion for you. Sounds like a dance. Remember when we used to do the locomotion? That's funny. It was at Little Eva had that record back in the 60s. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. Carole King wrote that song, and I remember hearing an interview with Carole King, and she was telling people there is no dance. They just made up the song. They wrote the song. They never made up any dance to go along with it. So if you're doing the locomotion, you are making up your own deal, man. Speaking of dancing, it's time to do a waltz. We always try to have at least one waltz in every show. I got Whoopi John over here on turntable number two to do the Sing Achtelieber Waltz, which is one everybody knows. And I'm talking a little extra long here, so all you waltzers can get up out of your recliners. And or if you're sitting at the bar or whatever, get ready to do a little number here. And since it's called Sing Achtelieber, if you don't want to waltz, or don't know how to waltz, or don't have a partner and you look stupid waltzing alone, clearly the title of the song indicates it is optional to sing.
Join the band and they'll sing and dance that Achtelieber Augustine. That's my schönes melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes umba so schwein, my heart will answer with each umba beat. Cause I love to sing that Achtelieber Augustine, Achtelieber Augustine, ain't it so grand?
John and Sing Achtelieber here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Glad you're along with us for another show, by the way. Happens every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening, whether you wanted to or not. It happens even if you're not listening. Did you know that? That's a weird thing. You could just totally ignore it. It would still happen. Crazy, man. Crazy. I'm trying to get organized here so I can get the 78 of the week up on the other turntable here in a little bit. What do we got going on? We got a Frankie Yankovic coming up. And before that, we have Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners. That's what it is. And they're doing the Hats Off to Pennsylvania Polka.
Hats off to Pennsylvania. Hats off to our great state. We're proud.
entertain ya in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. Hats off to all the people who helped to make her great. They signed the Declaration of Independence to guide us straight. We'll shake your hand in welcome to view our paradise. We're proud of Pennsylvania. We'll sing her praises high, high, high. Hats off to Pennsylvania. Hats off to our great state. We're proud to entertain ya in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State.
There you go, Stanky, and his coal miners there, and hats off to Pennsylvania Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Now, I got Frankie Yankovic over here with the Yanks on the other turntable. We are listening to that one. I'm going to try to get this one switched over for spinning the 78 like we try to do every week. I got a Fez Frischi 78 on Soma Records. You rarely see Soma 78s. They must not have pressed many. Because they just never seem to turn up. And I'm going to hope that this one's in good enough shape to give it a spin. It's got a few miles on it. I'm going to work on that while you check out the Town Tap Polka with Frankie Yankovic. There you go. Frank Yankovic here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Of course, that's the Town Tap Polka. Now, I told you that I had a Fez Frischi 78 on Soma, and this record's got some miles on it, but it does seem to play pretty good, and it's a great record. And it's one I think you don't hear very often, and it's very rare that I even have a Soma label 78. Here's Fez Frischi anyway, and Lot is Tot. That just ends, doesn't it? Lot is Tot. Fez Frischi on a great old Soma 78. I didn't think that record was even going to play through. It looks so wore out. But it's cool watching 78s go around on the turntable so darn fast. And it freaks me out knowing that a record that old still played. And from spinning it here on the turntable, it's being played on radio stations and podcasts and web streams and stuff all over the country. People anywhere in the world that have access to the internet could have just heard that record play. Isn't that kind of mind-boggling when you stop and think about it? Yes, it is, darn it. Let's do Don Peachy and his orchestra. It's the No-No Polka. Thank you. They have Don Peachy and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. Spinning the old-time records for you. Of course, that's the catch. That's the trick. That's the magical part of this show. Every song we play comes off of a record. I like to say it's all vinyl, but it's not always, because sometimes we play a 78, which, of course, is shellac. And every now and then, one of the records we have isn't actually pressed on vinyl. It's injection molded on polystyrene. But most people don't know the difference, and they call them all vinyl. Here's Bernie White and the orchestra, the Tropical Mexican Polka.
Hello, cutie. What's your name?
Chiquita.
Hi, Chiquita. Tú eres bonita. Dance the tropical Mexican polka. All at once you get into the swing. Let's dance the tropical Mexican polka. Don't you know that it's the latest thing? All that you do is sway side by side, then start right in, hop, skip, and glide. First hug your partner, swing her all around, do a do-si-do, then curtsy to the ground. Point your toe out and hop, one, two, three. Skip all about, release your energy. Let's dance a tropical Mexican polka. All at once you get into the swing. Bernie White and the orchestra doing the Tropical Mexican Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I can just barely read the label on this one because it's so worn off. It says it's a figure dance. I'm sure that means something to people who know a lot more about dancing than I do. All right, well, we got a little ways to go yet this week's Zumpa Hour. See what else we can slip into the old show here. How about Dave Goronsky and the orchestra? Let's go Chicago.
Chicago bound, but we sure like the sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. Whoop-bye. La 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 not Chicago bound, but we sure like the sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. Whoop-a-hey!
I like when the bass player goes kind of wild toward the end there. Let's go, Chicago. Dave Goronsky and the orchestra. This big conglomeration of music you're hearing is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show where this sort of thing happens every single week. I pull out some polka records and a couple of record players. Spit the words out, dummy. And give them all a little play. Yeah, that is pretty much the way things operate around here, and I think we're going to have room for at least a couple more songs, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see what we got. We can get into the show here this week yet. How about we do another waltz? It's not often that we do two waltzes in one show, but I have the power to do that. I'll bet you it's been months, maybe even a year, since we played a waltz by Johnny Vadnall. I'll bet you. So let's do it. Johnny Vadnall and the band. Here's the My Alice Waltz.
Thank you.
There you go. Johnny Vatnall and the orchestra, My Alice Waltz, on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and it looks to me like we are just about out of time, but I'm going to sneak in one more record here because I got Stan Wallowick over here with the polka chips, and they're all ready to go with the My Baby Polka. Wallowick and his polka chips there, and My Baby Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour as we put the wraps on another week's musical presentation. Hopefully back to do it again next week without this darn sinus infection I got going on. I'm tired of this, at least as tired as you are hearing me with a stuffy nose. I don't know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.